How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping Greater Nation reach an important milestone. It is the 1 year anniversary of the Greater Nation podcast. And hopefully it is the first of many anniversaries. All of your support has made this possible. And hopefully you'll be along for the journey as the show gets bigger and bigger. Thank you very much. And on this installment of Greater Nation, we're talking with Dale Pine. He's an adult daycare center proprietor. The last time he was on, he was celebrating the fact that Shepard Smith was no longer going to be on Fox News. On this installment, he says that he would like to talk about his concerns with the Disney Plus streaming service and Billy Dee Williams saying that he identifies as gender fluid. Dale, how are you?
So, this is the 1 year anniversary?
Yes, this is the 1 year anniversary of Greater Nation. How does it feel to be the guest on the 1 year anniversary edition of Greater Nation?
Well, if you told me that this was the Adam Carolla podcast or the Joe Rogan experience, maybe I would care, but, you know, this is pretty much a waste of time.
Well, why would you say that? I mean, that's not very nice. And this show gives you a platform that other shows do not provide because you say some pretty outlandish stuff. I mean, let's take a look and examine what you want to say about Disney Plus, because you gave me a hint of what you wanted to say, and I thought it was kind of weird.
No, there's nothing weird about it. Okay, so all the residents at my adult daycare centers are bugging me, have been up my ass about getting Disney Plus in the television viewing rooms.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, Disney Plus offers a whole bunch of content, and it's something that has really caught on with people of all age groups.
Well, I don't have a problem with, you know, grandma and grandpa watching Goof Troop or Boy Meets World with their, you know, 10-year-old, 9-year-old grandkids. But when you have a 75-year-old just sitting there drooling, soaking in their diaper, watching Muppet Babies all by themselves, it's pretty strange.
I don't think that occurs very often. And even if it does happen, don't you think that allowing your clients to watch something they enjoy is providing a positive service?
Well, you know, I don't want them to be doing things that I find are age inappropriate. You know, watching Chippendales is disgusting.
Well, it's not Chippendales, it's Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Same difference. I mean, you know, you have two males going on adventures. Sounds kind of gay. And then you have, you know, this one old broad was really on my case.
Is that how you describe your clients, one old broad?
Well, I mean, she was giving me a hard time. She was giving me grief. And she said she wanted to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I mean, give me a break. And she wanted to do it where everyone would come together as a group and make paper mache Mickey Mouse ear hats. You know, the Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, that sounds like fun. A nice little activity for them to do.
No, it sounds stupid. Sure, I said, yeah, she could do it. But then I told one of the caregivers to wait until she was asleep and then get all the materials that she had collected for making the paper mache Mickey Mouse ear hats and just destroy all of it right near her bed. And then to put down a note that said, "This is what happens when you open your effing mouth." But we actually used the F word on the note.
That doesn't sound very nice. I mean, this is a little old lady who wants to do a cute activity with some of the other people in the adult daycare center, and you just destroyed all her things, all her items, to make the Mickey Mouse ear hats. That's not cool. I really think there's something going on with you, Dale.
Well, you know, the people in the adult daycare center have to act their age. It's pretty simple. I actually have that painted on the wall in the dining facility. It's just, you know, three letters in bold. A-T-A, act their age. Just so they get it through their head that they have to, you know, do the things that people their age should be doing. You know, play blackjack, dominoes, pinochle, whatever. We don't need to see crap like wanting to do a high school musical karaoke competition. That's embarrassing. You want to see an 80-year-old stammering through, you know, high school musical songs?
So what was it that you did to address that situation?
Well, I mean, it was quite unfortunate that the high school musical karaoke competition was canceled after seven pitchers of water got into the sound system and the karaoke equipment.
You sound like a Grinch, Dale, just trying to spoil everyone's fun. And also, I mean, with Disney Plus, they offer Hulu and ESPN Plus. So if you're, you know, all about people acting their age, there's nothing wrong with older folks watching sports, is there? I mean, they can be watching the ESPN Plus. And then when there's family visitation time, they can watch some of the Disney Plus content. Isn't that a healthy compromise?
Well, you know, the thing with ESPN Plus is that it's not, you know, 24/7 NFL. There's a lot of crap in there. There's a lot of stuff that is disgusting.
Disgusting? What's disgusting exactly?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of women's basketball.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, if you've seen two elderly broads with liver-spotted hands just holding each other's disgusting, foul hands together while watching, you know, the University of Kentucky and Texas A&M women's basketball game, you know, you would probably have a different opinion.
Well, what's wrong with, you know, two women coming together watching women's basketball, and there's nothing sexual about them holding hands? Maybe it's just a matter of friendship, companionship in their twilight days.
Well, you could say that, but what if I'm giving a tour of the adult daycare facility and we pass the adult daycare center's television viewing room, and those same two broads are going down on each other, and it looks like they're eating, you know, entire mouthfuls, an entire bush of dryer lint.
An entire bush of dryer lint? You think that's what older lady pubic hair looks like?
Well, I mean, have you looked at old lady pubic hair? It's not pleasant. It's not something that you would want your children, your family, your loved ones to see. It's gross. So from now on, in the adult daycare center application, I'm going to put a question. I'm going to ask them, if, you know, you're going to be staying in these facilities, would you like to watch Disney Plus while living here? And if they say yes, I'm just, you know, once they leave the room, I'm going to immediately put their application in the paper shredder after they leave the room. You know, it's just, I don't have time for this crap. I don't want Disney Plus. I don't want them to be thinking that, you know, they're back in their younger days. I want them to realize that the sweet kiss of death is coming.
Oh, wow. You are quite the disturbed individual. The sweet kiss of death is coming. So you just really don't even care about any of your clients, do you?
No, no, absolutely not true. It's just I want them to ATA, act their age. That's not a crime.
All right. So you don't even, you know, want them to watch the Star Wars show on Disney Plus?
No, absolutely not. No, no Manchurian Candidate.
It's Mandalorian.
I do not want them to watch Mannix.
It's Mandalorian.
I do not want them to watch Magnum P.I.
It's Mandalorian.
I do not want them to watch that crap. Star Wars is, you know, for little kids. It's not for some 85-year-old who can only eat applesauce for every meal.
Okay, so what was the thing about Billy Dee Williams that was bothering you? Because now Billy Dee Williams says he identifies as gender fluid. Now, for those who don't know, someone who says that they're gender fluid is essentially saying that they're not strictly one of the two genders. And Billy Dee Williams does say that he sees himself as both a he, him, and she, her, in terms of pronouns.
Oh, that is just so sick. You know, he says he's a feminine and soft person, as well as a masculine person. How is that even possible? This is the thing. Billy Dee Williams is 82 years old. He's a lot like the residents that are coming into my adult daycare. They're not acting their age. How is it possible to be both feminine and masculine at the same time? You know, I was a fan of Billy Dee Williams when I was a kid. I did like Lando. Lando in what the hell was that one?
He was Lando Calrissian in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, that's it. And then to realize that all this time, I was a fan of a sodomite.
Here we go with the sodomite stuff. Okay, so if someone identifies as gender fluid, that makes them a sodomite?
Well, I mean, think about it this way. Billy Dee Williams is saying that he identifies as both man and woman. And when you think about it, you can imagine Billy Dee putting on a lace nightgown and then sitting on the lap of George Lucas.
No, I don't really think that at all. I am actually concerned about your overactive imagination.
Well, I could see Billy Dee Williams getting in touch with his feminine side, having a little nightgown on, sitting on the lap of that Fozzie Bear-looking mother effer, and letting that George Lucas slide his sausage-like fingers into Billy Dee Williams' vagina folds.
Oh, God. Dale, just because someone identifies as gender fluid doesn't mean they have body parts of both men and women. It doesn't mean they're hermaphrodite necessarily.
Well, it's revolting, and it could explain how he got the role. He let George Lucas finger him while he was wearing a nightgown, and that is disgusting. You know, he let George Lucas take out a ping pong paddle and then start smacking his ass, and I bet you it sounded like this.
Oh, not this crap again. Come on. Okay, so Billy D. Williams is not getting his butt paddled by George Lucas with a ping pong paddle, and the sound is exactly like John Fogerty's center field. That is what Billy Briggs claims is what a ping pong paddling to the rear end sounds like.
Well, I mean, do you see the connection? Billy D, Billy Briggs, you know, maybe people named Billy just like to get paddled with ping pong paddles in the booty.
Well, I don't think that's it. I think both you and Billy Briggs are desperately crying for help.
Well, I mean, we're on the show, aren't we?
I guess so. Because it seems like this show can only attract degenerates as guests.
Oh, well, you know, let's see how your show grows then in the coming year.
Yeah, we'll see. Dale, thank you for wasting everyone's time and given my luck. We'll check in with you soon.
Happy New Year, you stupid queer.
Thank you, Grady Nation. Like I said, this is the 1 year anniversary of the Grady Nation podcast. And one of the things that I wanted to address is something that Jackson Jones was raising in the last edition of Grady Nation. He was making the conspiracy theory claim that I don't have a family, that they're all fake. And the reality is that this show was originally going to revolve around my family. The thing was that they suddenly became uneasy with the show. They did not like the show. And I told you that my brother, Tim, who was on the show, sent me a nasty message sometime back. And I never read it to you. But after what Jackson had said, I think it's worthwhile to read it to you. So, here we go. This is Tim's letter to me a few weeks back. Dear brother, this show is lousy without me. You need me, but you are too proud to admit it. You've always been jealous of the fact that mother loves me more than you, and you try your best to make me miserable because of it. You are a leech, and I'm going to laugh when your dumb podcast ends because no one in the family wants to be on it. LOL KYS. Maybe if you gave me more money, I'd save you and come back. Regards, Tim Thomas. And that's the kind of thing that I've been dealing with. And I've tried, and this has been mentioned in the past, to get Mother on Grady Nation. I thought it was going to happen over the Thanksgiving holiday this year. And I thought it was particularly important given that Jackson Jones accused my family, or not really my family, accused me of creating a family, essentially. And so in the coming year, my hope is that the situation with me and my family can improve and that they won't be embarrassed at the thought of appearing on Grady Nation, because my family's filled with a lot of interesting characters, and I would like to share that aspect with you. It just seems like they do not want to be a part of it. Nonetheless, we're going to press on. I'm going to try my best to provide the best podcast content you're going to come across anywhere. And I really am grateful for you taking the time and really investing in this show. I don't want to get emotional.
Yeah, you're coming across as gay.
Dale, get out of here. I am very grateful for you all. And as we go into 2020, let's make this a great A year. Thank you.